A series of six meetings around the Florida Citrus Belt will provide fresh citrus growers information about a new fast way to evaluate citrus selections and hopefully get them released quickly. The meetings will be July 31st in Tavares and Lake Alfred, August 1st in Sebring and Immokalee, and August 2nd in Fort Pierce and Cocoa. Peter Chairs, Executive Director of the New Varieties Development and Management Corporation, discusses the meetings and what growers will learn at them.
These meetings are to inform the grower community about a new program called Fast Track, which enables growers to sign up to trial new IFAS early selections, and we're calling them selections because they're not really even to the variety stage yet, but to plant from 5 to 30 of each of these selections and see how they perform in a real-world grove settings. It will help to inform IFAS and provide information through NVDMC as to which ones perform the best and which ones are suited really to improve our competitive position on fresh citrus. There are 9 selections in this first group, and the growers will, at these meetings, they'll learn a little bit about them. We'll have representatives from the plant improvement team at IFAS. We'll have documentation for registration that they can pick up, and the growers will have a 180-day period within which they can register for these, and we will have the budwood in the hands of the participating nurseries and really be getting ready to go. In this first group of 9 selections, there are 5 in the tangerine specialty category and another 4 of grapefruit hybrids. And so there should be some things of interest to a wide range of growers. This is a program for fresh fruit at this time. There may be a program at a later time for processed, but for the time being, this fast track is directed towards fresh. The fruit during this trial stage, what we call Tier 1, is not for sale. So we want to have a minimum of 5 trees so that the grower can, you know, you want to gain some experience and get some insight into productivity. Hopefully they would be on several rootstocks, but if we can get up to 30 and the grower can try a number of different rootstocks and their growing conditions, wherever their grove happens to be, would really benefit the collection of information for the program. But we wanted to limit it to 30 because this is an experimental program, but the information from the growers that feeds into the system will help determine which ones actually go to the commercial stage. And for those growers that participate in this trial program, there will be some substantial advantages for them as participants once or if a variety goes to the commercial stage. So there's some really nice incentives in it for participation. And grower participation is what's going to make this program work.
Chairs describes some benefits for growers getting into the early trials.
If the selection moves to the commercial stage, they will get a substantially reduced royalty on trees that they purchase in the future, and they would also get a 5-year head start on production.
Chair says growers don't have to attend these fast-track meetings to participate in trials, but he thinks attending will give them valuable information.
They don't have to register at the event, and they don't have to be at the event to register for the program, but we strongly encourage it because this will be an opportunity for some question and answers both with New Varieties Development and Management Corp and with the plant improvement team and the breeders that have the experience with these selections. And to be able to hear the questions from the other growers that they might not have thought to ask, I think would be very beneficial. I think if we can have 10 to 20 growers at each meeting, that's kind of what we're aiming at. And we're not nearly there yet. So we know that RSVPs sometimes can tend to come in slowly, but we encourage growers to get them in.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.